Proclamation number 6431 of 21st of December, 1955. Humility and arrogance. Able servants. To all my servants and handmaidens address the same admonition not to slacken in their work for me and my kingdom. For if every servant brings back just one soul to me, he has accomplished a work of redemption for which I will truly reward him richly. For what this one soul is able to accomplish again is beyond your knowledge, because you cannot measure the work every soul does when it stands in the light. In recent times I awaken people again and again who, through their way of life and their spiritual abilities, make themselves suitable for work in my vineyard. But they must then also fulfill their task in utmost humility and submission under my will. They must not feel privileged and now do vineyard work in awareness of their own value, because then they already make themselves unfit, because my flow of grace will then be restrained, which first requires humility in order to be able to flow unhindered. And people are all still exposed to my adversary's temptations, who precisely stirs up the arrogance which is his true nature. And thus this danger is particularly great where the heart does not humbly surrender to me so that I fill it with my grace. Many people are certainly willing to work in the vineyard, but they are not suitable for it as long as they still have the desire to stand out and be regarded as gifted. Yet only the deeply humble person is a suitable servant for me, a maid who is willing to serve. For this reason I have few co-workers on earth who want nothing more than to work helpfully on earth, who recognize the great spiritual hardship and want to save their fellow human beings from it, who don't think of themselves but only ever think of others who lack light and who therefore want to let their light shine for others. The light which my infinite love was able to kindle in them because they have this will to help within themselves. And such people are only rare. But I bless the few and help them so that they can fulfill their earthly task. For they are my pillars in the last days before the end. They are the servants I always use where it is necessary. They are the mediators who work in my stead, but through whom I myself can cultivate the fields, through whom I myself address human hearts and take care of their maturing. And everyone will be assigned his area where he shall be active. Everyone will be able to work in his small circle and always be certain of my support, for I am pleased with every willing person who supports my kingdom, who supports my name, who passes on to his fellow human beings what he has received from me myself, but who only serves me and not other lords. For my adversary will often try to intrude and want to win the servants for himself. And he prefers to do this by whispering what makes people arrogant, and that he thereby endangers the vineyard work. And therefore beware of that lord, lest he cause confusion in you. Remain devoted to me in profound humility and do not desire recognition, do not desire the approval of the world, and only enjoy the successes which you can exert on human souls. Only take pleasure in the fact that you succeed in touching the souls and withdraw ever more from the world the more eagerly you want to be active in my vineyard. If you have helped a soul to emerge from darkness into light, then you will certainly receive my reward, but this should also be enough for you. Yet on the worldly side you should not demand any recognition and only ever remember that you are unable to do anything without my grace, but that you only receive it as long as your heart approaches me in deepest humility, asking for my love and grace. but then you will also be suitable servants for me and do me welcome redeeming work. And I will bless you eternally. Amen.